Prehistory Room. Trepanning and Diseases in Prehistory. The display cases holding several trepanned skulls are definitely one of our guests' highlights of the museum. This practice of intentionally drilling holes into the skull has been documented since the Neolithic. Some of these procedures were even done when the individuals were alive, with a chancy survival rate of only 50%, while others were done after death. These surgeries were almost certainly done for magical religious purposes, although some authors believe the aim was therapeutic. The display cases show examples of several types of trepanning. By drilling, turning a sharp instrument to create a round hole, by abrasion, rubbing the bone surface to obtain an oval hole, or by incision, making several cuts with a knife to create a polygonal hole. Trepanning may have been done on the living by using some type of fungus and plant-based anesthesia. One of the curious things about these skulls is that diseases were already documented in prehistory, including osteoma and bone cancer. In the second display case, brain tumours were identified, proving that head traumas are as old as humanity itself.